Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nittinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Dear and respected guests, and dear devotees, and also dear Mr. and Mrs. Janich, and Mr. and Mrs. Walton, dobrodošli. Welcome.
Dragi cijenjeni gosti, dragi bakte, dragi gospođo i gospodine Janić i gospođo i gospodine Walton, dobrodošli.
Dobrodošli. Dobrodošli means welcome. Yes. I'm requested to say a few words on the meaning of a sacred marriage, and I would like to take this as an opportunity to bring all of us into the space where we should be latest now, that is, guests to a very, very, very special marriage.
Mene su pozvalo da kažem par riječi o ovoj jako svetoj ceremoniji. I to trebalo da nas dovede na ono mjesto na koje smo već trebali da stignemo, a to je da prisustvujemo jednoj jako, jako specijalnoj ceremoniji vjenčanja.
It's very important that we as the guests of this marriage ceremony are totally there in our spirit so that we can provide a very important role in the marriage, that is, that we can give blessings to the couple.
I jako je važno da mi kao gosti ovoga vjenčanja da budemo tu u potpunosti prisutni sa svojim duhom i da možemo da uradimo nešto što je jako, jako bitno, a to je da damo blagoslove ovom paru.
Let me start with my little speech by asking four important questions.
Počet ću ovaj moj kratki govor sa postavljanjem četiri jako važna pitanja.
These are classical questions.
To su klasična
pitanja. They are questions which all of us have at one stage of our life.
To su pitanja koja svi mi imamo u određenom momentu našeg života.
And I will give you the answers to these questions from the sacred scriptures of spiritual India. Answers, I think, which will help all of us in our life.
Dat ću vam odgovore koji potiču iz svetih spisa drevne Indije, a to su odgovore koji su, mislim, jako važni za sve nas.
These four questions were asked by the father of Lord Krishna.
Ta četiri pitanja je postavio otac gospodina Krišne.
And they were answered by his father or the grandfather of Lord Krishna.
A na njih mu je odgovorio njegov otac, odnosno djed od gospodina Krišne.
I hope that you will be fully attentive as you hear these questions and their answers, which might act as something like guiding lights through your lives.
I nadam se da ćete biti jako pažljivi dok budete slušali ova pitanja i odgovore, jer oni će vam možda poslužiti kao neko kao svjetlo vodilja kroz vaš život.
Sometimes we hear that in life it's more important to ask the right questions than even having a lot of answers.
Ponekad čujemo da je u životu mnogo bitnije postavljati prava pitanja nego dobijati puno odgovora.
But if you can ask the right questions and get the right answers, wow, that's a success.
ali ako možete postaviti pravo pitanje i dobiti pravi odgovor, to je onda pravi uspjeh.
The first question is, what is the cause of anxiety, fear and insecurity in life?
Prvo pitanje je, šta je uzrok straha, tjeskobe i uznemirenja u životu?
I think we all have at times anxieties or fears in our life, especially when there is a financial crisis.
Da, mislim da mi svi ponekad u životu imamo periode kada smo ispunjeni tjeskobom ili sa strahom, pogotovo kada nastupi neka financijska kriza.
What is the cause of all fear?
Šta je uzrok svog straha?
Grandfather Pajanja Maharaj answers, the cause of all fear is our karma.
I Maharaj Pajanja odgovara da je uzrok svog našeg straha naša karma.
Karma is fate.
Karma je sudbina.
Something inescapable.
Nešto čemu ne možemo pobjeći.
Second question is there any shelter in this world from the unescapable fate?
A drugo pitanje je, da li postoji bilo kakvo utočište u kojem možemo da se priklonimo kako bismo pobjegli toj sudbini?
And the eyes of the grandfather light up with joy as he says, yes, there is shelter against fear.
I kod djeda oči su zablistale sa sjajem kada je odgovorio, da, postoji utočište.
Bhakti!
To je bhakti.
Love for Krishna is shelter.
Ljubav prema Krišni je utočište.
Someone who has love of Krishna in his heart is not even disturbed when there is a financial crisis.
Neko ko ima ljubav prema Krišni u svome srcu nije uznemiren čak i kada nastupi financijska kriza.
Now, the third question relates to the question, where can we find this love in this world?
Treće pitanje se odnosi na to gdje možemo da pronađemo tu ljubav u ovom svijetu.
Where should we go to find the ultimate medicine against all problems?
Gdje treba da idemo kako bismo dobili krajnji lijek za sve probleme?
And again the grandfather, the old man who's asked these fantastic questions by his son, becomes enthusiastic and says, yes, this love for Krishna can be found in the association of real devotees.
I ponovo oči ovoga starca zablistaju kada odgovori, da, tu ljubav možemo da nađemo u društvu pravih bhakta.
Yes. So, the last question is, what is the ultimate happiness?
I posljednje pitanje je, šta je krajnja sreća?
I think in marriage life we often ask the question, when, how can we be happy?
Mislim da u našem bračnom životu često postavljamo to pitanje, kako možemo biti sretni?
The answer is Krishna prema. Love for Krishna is the ultimate happiness.
A odgovor je Krishna prema. Ljubav prema Krishni je krajnja sreća.
According to the old spiritual scriptures, marriage has a purpose.
Prema starim duhovnim spisima, brak ima smisao.
A purpose which is simply described like this. It is meant to bring out the best in each other.
A ta svrha se najjednostavnije može opisati da se kaže da on služi tome da izvuče ono najbolje jedno iz drugoga.
When there is a good marriage, then the best will come out of the partner.
Kada je u pitanju dobar brak, onda će da najbolje izađe iz partnera.
For instance, a child.
Na primjer, dijete.
That's something good.
To je nešto dobro.
The purpose of marriage is, however, much more than just children. It is to bring out the best in character, the best in one's, let me say, life in all respects.
I ne samo dijete, to svrha braka isto tako i da dovede da iz osoba izađe ono najbolje u karakteru.
Most marriages today, and I'm speaking now of the non-spiritual marriages, are taking place in order to provide a secure situation for a maximum amount of sense gratification.
većina brakova danas, a sada govorimo o brakovima koji nisu zasnovani na duhovnosti, je da osiguraju maksimalnu sigurnost za što je moguće više punog uživanja.
In a worldly marriage, both partners work to get money for TV, a nice home, and nice food, and so many other pleasurable things.
U svjetovnim brakovima partneri teško rade kako bi zaradili novac da mogu da obezbijede televizor, neku lijep dom, lijepu hranu.
They want to really find the heaven on earth in marriage.
Oni zaista žele da pronađu raj na zemlji u tom braku.
Or a paradise for sense gratification. But sensual pleasure is not the best what can come out of a combination of man and woman. The best which can come out in a combination of man and woman is love.
Najbolje što može da izađe iz kombinacije muškarca i žene je ljubav.
Something which is in its highest form divine.
Nešto što je u svojoj najuzvišenijoj formi božanstva.
Love which is free from all egoistic concerns.
Ljubav koja je slobodna od svih egoističnih namjera.
This love brings out the best in each other. This love is only possible as long as there is respect between the husband and the wife. Respect is something which is so important for good relationships. When respect goes, everything is gone in a relationship.
Kada poštovanje nestane, sve nestaje iz tog
odnosa. The word respect means to look anew.
Riječ poštovanje znači pogledati iznova.
To look again.
Ponovo pogledati.
To discover something which is not visible at the first sight.
Otkriti nešto što nije vidljivo na prvi pogled.
In spiritual life, respect means to see actually the other person not as a temporary body, but as an eternal soul, a part of God.
U duhovnom kontekstu vidjeti na takav način znači vidjeti osobu kao djelić Boga, a ne kao samo privremeno tijelo.
As long as husband and wife can view each other with respect, they have a chance to see each other in a spiritual way as part and parcels of God.
I sve dok muž i žena u svom odnosu mogu da imaju poštovanje jedno za drugog, oni mogu da vide jedno drugo kao djelić Boga.
As long as the respect is there, the heart can see.
Dok je poštovanje tu, srce može da gleda.
The spiritual heart stops seeing when respect goes.
Duhovno srce prestaje da vidi kada ode poštovanje.
Then only the eyes see.
A onda će samo oči da vide.
Without respect, only the eyes see. And what do they see? Another body for sense gratification.
Bez poštovanja samo oči vide. I šta oči mogu da vide? One mogu da vide samo drugo tijelo za čulno uživanje.
Respect opens the spiritual vision.
Poštovanje otvara duhovno vidje.
Respect opens the spiritual heart.
Poštovanje otvara duhovno srce.
Respect opens our eyes to behold God ultimately.
Poštovanje otvara naše oči kako bismo konačno mogli da vidimo Boga.
I want to tell you a little story from India.
Želim da vam ispričam jednu kratku priču iz Indije.
On respect.
Koja govori o poštovanju.
Once there was a king who decided to marry a non-aristocratic lady.
Jednom je bio jedan kralj koji je odlučio da će da oženi ženu koja nije dolazila iz aristokratske porodice.
This non-aristocratic lady came from a tribal family.
I ta žena koja nije bila iz aristokratske porodice je dolazila iz jednog plemena.
And she was very, very simple.
I bila je jako, jako jednostavna.
So before, but the king fell in love with her and gave her an aristocratic status.
Ali kralj se zaljubio u nju i dao joj taj aristokratski status.
Now before marriage, the king sat down with his future wife and said, there are two rules which you absolutely have to keep.
I prije vjenčanja, kralj je sjeo sa svojom budućom ženom i rekao je, postoje dva pravila koja apsolutno moraš slijediti.
Never drive with the royal chariot.
Nikad se nemoj voziti kraljevskom kočijom.
And never give your husband something which you have already started to eat.
I nikada nemoj svome mužu dati nešto što si ti već počela da jedeš.
So this the lady was called Gopali. Gopali said, "Okay, no problem."
Žena koja se zvala Gopali je rekla, u redu.
After 1 year, Gopali's mother in the tribe fell sick.
I nakon godinu dana, majka Gopali, koja je bila dio plemena, se razboljela.
She took that as a reason to use the royal chariot and drive to her tribe. When the simple people saw the golden chariot passing by, they all went, "Wow, the king is coming!" And they paid their obeisances. This is exactly what the king had tried to avoid. That his wife, simple wife, would be seen as a king.
Da njegova jednostavna žena bude viđena kao kralj.
The ministers went to the king and said, "Your majesty, your unaristocratic wife has caused a severe trouble."
I ministri su otišli do kralja i rekli, "Moj kralju, tvoja nearistokratska žena je uzrokovala jako velike probleme."
She used the royal chariot and went to this the simple dwelling of the primitive tribe, and everyone thought, "You have visited the tribe."
Ona je iskoristila svoju kraljevsku koću kako bi posjetila svoje pleme i svi su mislili kako se ti posjetio to pleme.
But the king said, "No, no, this is very good. I forbade her to use the chariot, but against my order she went because she loved her mother so much. This is a wonderful wife who can feel love in her heart. She will love me also very much."
Ali kralj je rekao, "Ne, ne, to je jako dobro. Ja sam joj zabranio da koristi kraljevsku koću, međutim ona je to ipak napravila, što znači da ona toliko voli svoju majku, to znači da će onda i mene isto tako voljeti."
Half a year later, Gopali was eating peaches.
Pola godine nakon toga Gopali je jela breskve.
Someone had given her 10 peaches.
Neko joj je dao 10 breskvi.
And she ate, you know, she was a simple woman. She ate the peaches and the juice came all over her face and all over her clothes.
Ona je bila jednostavna žena i kako je jela te breskve, sok je dolazio blizu po čitavom njenom licu i odjeći.
So when she was just eating her 10th peach,
i baš u trenutku kada je jela svoju 10. breskvu,
the king came.
Kralj je ušao.
And she said, "My dear husband,
i ona je rekla, "Moj dragi mužu,
these peaches are so good. Please eat one."
Rekla, "Ove breskve su tako dobre, molim te, uzmi jedno."
And the king had the peach in his face before he could say anything.
I prije nego što išta mogao reći, kralj je već imao breskvu u licu.
And the juice came all over. So everyone's, the minister said, "This is what happens when you marry a low-class woman." As a king, you are supposed to only eat what has been cooked for you. It's an offense if you eat what someone else has started to eat.
Ako ti jedeš nešto što je neko drugi već počeo da jede.
It's different than a modern marriage, you know.
To je malo drugačije nego što je uobičajeno modern.
This is what happens when you marry a low-class woman. Ci, ci, ci.
To je ono što se dešava kada oženiš takvu nisku ženu.
But the king said, "No, do you understand? She loves me. She is beyond all rules and regulations." Two years later, the king divorced from Gopali. The reason he gave was, "This is an impossible low-class woman."
Razlog koji je on dao je bio taj da rekao, to je nemoguća žena koja jako niske klase.
And the main mainly disturbing two things were these.
I dvije stvari koje su me najviše uznemiravale su ove.
She rode in the royal chariot to visit her tribe.
Vozila se u kraljevskoj koči kako bi posjetila svoje pleme.
And she offered me a half consumed peach.
I ponudila mi je polupojedenu bresku.
What has happened? What had happened?
Šta se desilo?
First, the king loved her because of these two activities, then he divorced from her because of this.
Prvo ju je kralj volio zbog ove dvije aktivnosti, a nakon toga se razveo zbog te iste dvije aktivnosti.
What had happened is the respect was gone.
Šta se desilo je da je nestalo poštovanje.
The respect which helps us to look again.
Poštovanje koje nam pomaže da iznova gledamo.
And to see something which is not immediately visible.
I da vidimo nešto što nije odmah vidljivo.
My dear devotees, my dear friends and my dear skeptics, respect is very important in spiritual life.
Moji dragi prijatelji, dragi bhakti, dragi skeptici, poštovanje je jako bitno u duhovnom životu.
It has to do with that one quality which makes our life very spiritual. It's called dānya or humility.
Ono poštovanje je povezano sa tom osobinom koja je jako bitna za naš duhovni život.
Love resides in the house of humility or respect.
Ljubav prebiva u kući poniznosti ili poštovanja.
Love to God resides in this house of humility, where we feel ourselves humble before God.
Ljubav prema Bogu prebiva u toj kući u kojoj se nalazi poštovanje, poniznost koju osjećamo prema Bogu.
And love for humans resides in respect, which is the child of humility.
A ljubav prema ljudskim bićima prebiva u toj kući poštovanja koja je u stvari dijete poniznosti.
Now, at the end, I want to tell from the scriptures the success formula of a successful marriage.
I sada za kraj želim da vam kažem formulu koja garantuje uspješan brak.
Da. I forgot my book. But I remember it. I think it's important because I think by now the divorce rate in contemporary society has reached 50%.
I mislim da je jako bitno da ovo kažem zato što je stopa razvoda u modernom savremenom društvu je dostigla već 50%.
And we have to say with some self-criticism that even in our Hare Krishna movement, divorce rate is 75%. It's a little better. No, 25%. I mean, 75% success. Yes. So, sorry.
Sa dozom samokritike isto trebamo da kažemo da je u našem Hare Krishna društvu ta stopa razvoda je malo bolja.
25%. Thank you. You saved me. Yes. Success formula for good relationships is important.
Formula uspjeha za uspješne odnose je jako bitna.
The ancient scriptures say that you should recognize your human body as an instrument for self-realization.
Drevni spisi kažu da svoje tijelo trebate da vidite na takav način kao instrument za samospoznaju.
It's something like a boat.
To je nešto poput broda.
A boat which helps you to cross over a river or an ocean.
Brod koji vam pomaže da pređete preko rijeke ili okeana.
A very good boat supplies shelter against the waves.
Jako dobar brod će pružiti utočište protiv valova.
And it can help you to reach a goal which you can't reach on your own by swimming.
I on će vam pomoći da dostignete cilj koji nećete uspjeti dostići sami plivajući.
So a good spiritual marriage is based on understanding that this human form of life is a boat which can bring us over the ocean of material life to the kingdom of God.
I ta ovaj dobar brod, u stvari je kao to razumijevanje da je ovo tijelo nešto što će nas prevesti preko okeana materijalnog spustivanja i odvesti u Božje kraljevstvo.
In this boat you have good winds, the instructions of Lord Krishna.
I na ovom brodu imate i te povoljne vjetrove, a to su dobre instrukcije gospodina Krišne.
And there's a nice captain who has gone the journey before.
I tu je isto dobar kapetan koji je već prošao taj put prije vas.
The spiritual master.
To je duhovni učitelj.
So these three factors are the elements in a good marriage, spiritual marriage.
I ova tri faktora su tri bitna faktora za dobar duhovni brak.
The understanding that I have a unique chance for self-realization. I can cross the ocean of illusion.
To razumijevanje da imamo tu jedinstvenu šansu da pređemo preko okeana materijalnog postojanja.
The understanding that there's help, good instructions by Krishna.
Razumijevanje da je pomoć tu, da možemo da dobijemo instrukcije od gospodina Krišne.
And the understanding that I can utilize spiritual guidance from my spiritual master.
I to razumijevanje da mogu iskoristiti duhovne upute koje mi daje moj duhovni učitelj.
I want to encourage our young couple today.
I želim da ohrabrim naš mladi par danas.
To keep a strong boat.
Da održavaju jak brod.
Good winds.
Dobre vjetrove.
And good connection to the spiritual master. Then they will be successful in their journey over the ocean of all difficulties. Finally, I want to speak about a very important power which can help marriage or which can help us in our also in our daily life.
Sada želim da govorim isto o jednoj izvoru moći koja nam može pomoći našem braku, isto tako i našem svakodnevnom životu.
It's the power of blessings.
A to je moć blagoslova.
I have noted a secret in my own life.
Ja sam otkrio jednu tajnu u mom životu.
I'm not really the one who is the cause of success.
Ja nisam taj koji je zaista uzrok uspjeha.
What I mean to say is, of course I make efforts.
Ono što sam mislila da kažem je da, da, naravno da ja ulažem.
But the great successes in my life have not come about by my own efforts.
Ali veliki uspjesi u mom životu nisu došli od mojih napora.
The really great things which have happened in my life have all happened because of blessings.
Zaista izvanredne stvari u mom životu su se desile sve zahvaljujući blagoslovu.
I even have noticed a secret.
Čak sam i primijetio tajnu.
That the real good things in life are not hard to get.
Da zaista dobre stvari u životu nisu tako teške za dobiti.
They are really easy.
One su zaista lagane.
Because they are gifts.
Zato što su poklani.
The gifts of those who bless us. There are three courses where you can turn to obtain powerful blessings which will make your life successful.
Postoje tri mjesta kojima se možete obratiti kako biste dobili moćne blagoslove za uspjeh u vašem životu.
Hari, Guru and Vaishnava.
Hari, Guru i Vaishnava.
If you can get the blessings of God, sve u redu, sve će biti u redu.
Ako možete dobiti blagoslove od Boga, onda će sve biti u redu.
If you can get the blessings of the guru, sve će biti u redu.
Ako možete dobiti blagoslove od gurua, sve će biti u redu.
And if you can get the blessings of Vaishnavas, sve će biti super u redu.
Ako možete dobiti blagoslove od Vaishnava, sve će biti super u redu.
Yes, blessings, the power of blessings are so powerful.
Da, to su blagoslovi. Moć blagoslova je tako velika.
I want to give Radha Kripa as an example.
Želim da dam Radha Kripu kao primjer.
Radha Kripa is the best.
Radha Kripa je najbolja.
She has a good character.
Ima dobar karakter.
Is beautiful like a Spanish queen.
Predivna je poput španske kraljice.
Is highly educated. Like a professorica, yeah. And still she looked for a good mush. And no good muž was coming. Her eyes went to the horizon. Where is the good muž? But even the horizon didn't give birth of a good muž. Then Radha Kripa thought, my success will come if I serve. And she did wonderful service. She saved a person's life. And afterwards the person gave all the blessings he had to Radha Kripa. And then all of a sudden the best husband in the universe appeared on the horizon. All of a sudden, he was the son of the moon and the sun. This is Jaigopal. He is the best. I'm saying it a little humorously. But the deep spiritual truth is there. The power of blessings makes everything possible. To obtain blessings, we just need to serve Hari, Guru and Vaishnava. It's so different than the Western concept of success, huh? Where we work so hard, isn't it, Nityananda? I mean, we really work hard, but here we just serve and get the blessings. So, I want to take the opportunity to request everyone here in this amphitheater to give the blessings to Radha Kripa and Jai Gopal. How do you give blessings? Some of you may ask, I can't give blessings. I'm so ordinary, you know. I'm so useless. How can I give blessings? It's very simple. First step is... I will not make a meditation session here with you, but I just wanted to say sit properly, but I don't do this. Yes, it's all right. First step is you have to go into your heart. And when you go into your heart, you see the person whom you want to give blessings to. You see a picture of them. If you don't have a heart which can see pictures, you can also look at a picture, a photograph or something, or at the persons who are standing before you. And then after you have gone deep into your heart, you wish them from your heart, from that place, all the best. There have been experiments done in hospitals all around the world for cancer patients who were deadly ill, you know, in the last days. And people had been asked to pray for these cancer patients from their hearts. I can't now explain the whole experiment in length, but there had been miracle cures happening after this in the cancer patients. One doctor who guided these people who prayed for the terminally ill was especially successful, and he was interviewed and he was asked, what is, how did you achieve so much success that your patients, your people who prayed, healed the cancer? How, what did you tell your people?
Jedan od doktora koji je bio posebno uspješan u izlječenju liječenja osoba koje su bile bolesne, tako da su bile već pred smrt, bolesne od raka, je davao intervju na kojem su ga pitali kako to da si ti tako uspješan u liječenju ovih osoba, kako to da tvoji ljudi koji si ti vodio, koji su se molili za njih, su tako uspješni.
And he said, I told them a secret from the scriptures of India. You give blessings to others by going deep into your heart, and then from that place wish them all the best. And that works.
I on je rekao, ja sam otkrio jednu tajnu koja dolazi iz sabredne Indije, duhovne Indije, i rekao sam im da dajete blagoslove tim osobama tako što ćete otići duboko u svoje srce i sa tog mjesta im davati blagoslove.
If there is someone who gives us blessings from the depths of his heart, our life will be successful. So I request now all of you, the audience, to just look at this wonderful young couple, Jai Gopal and Radha Kripa. Then close your eyes for a little moment. Go deep into your hearts and wish them all the best. In this way, bless them. For this little exercise, when I will make this sound so that you can start. And after a few seconds, I will again make the sound and then the blessings is given. So please let us go deep into our hearts to give blessings. I think there were many bees who have also given blessings. All right. So we have, I have spoken what I wanted to say. I wanted to speak about the power of respect. And the three success formulas of a marriage. To understand the human form of life to be a possibility to reach the kingdom of God. And on this journey to take help from the wise guidance of a spiritual master and the instructions of Lord Krishna. Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.